Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and now it's time for a Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics covering 7 blot, going to Sechus Shabbos from Daf Ayin Tes to Daf Pei Hey. So here we go. Number 1. Which Daf do you learn that not relieving oneself when one should leads to either bad breath or body odor? That's on Daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we have a Machlokas regarding which part of the tefillin makes one's hands tamei? That's on Daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number 3. Which Daf learn one should kill himself, so to speak, in the Ole Torah, in the tents of Torah? That's on Daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which Daf learn that the shear for unprocessed hide is the same as processed hide, which is the amount to make a kamea? That's on Daf Ayin Tes. Great. Number 5. Which Daf learn that one needs to darken plaster for a veilus all Yerushalayim? That's on Daf Hey, good. Number 6. Which Daf do you learn that Tumas Ziba was decreed for non-Jews? That's on Daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do you learn that a ship is not Makabel Tumah? That's on Daf Pei Gimel. Great. Number 8. Which Daf do we discuss how many stones are used for wiping oneself? That's on Daf Pei Aleph. Great. Number 9. Which Daf do you learn that if one writes two letters separately in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, one would not be chayev? That would be on Daf Pei. Great. Number 10. Which Daf do we learn that the 6x6 area of the garden patch, the dimensions referring to the internal area of the patch? That was on Daf Pei. Hey. Good. Number 11. Which Daf do we learn, according to Hananya, a ship carried by oxen is makabel tumah? That's on Daf Pei Dal. Great. Number 12. Which Daf do you learn that one can carry stones to the roof for covet of brias? That's on Daf Pei Off. Great. Number 13. Which Daf do you learn that B'nai Seir are experts in the land? That's on Daf Pei Hey. Great. Number 14. Which Daf do you have a Machlokas regarding the degree of Tuma for Avodah Zorah? That's on Daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 15. Which Daf do we learn that earthenware is not makabel tumas midras? That's on Daf Pei Dalet. Good. Number 16. Which Daf do we learn that carrying a chetzi grogeris of food in two separate reshus or rabbims, one would not be chayv, even if it is done within the same halama, according to Rabbi Yossi? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number 17. Which Daf do we learn that one should not relieve himself in a freshly plowed field? That's on Daf Pei Aleph. Good. Number 18. Which Daf do we learn what one should do if he's having trouble relieving himself? That's on Daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 19. Which Daf do we learn the source that one can plant 5 seeds in a patch, in a garden patch, with no concern for climb if it's 6x6 tfachim in an area? That's on Daf Pei Dalet. Great. Number 20. Which Daf do we have a machlokes regarding what the setting was of the vegetable patch, whether it was in a field that was barren or staggered? That's on Daf Pei Hey. Good. And finally, question number 21. Which Daf do you learn that Tefillin is written on Klaf and a Mezuzah is written on Dechzustus? That's on Daf Ayin Tes. Excellent. All right, that concludes our Grand Pop Quiz. Again, come back to this over the course of the week to practice and increase your fluency of the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.